You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to the horticulturalist at the Rotary Botanical Gardens in Janesville and hear about the history of the gardens there and get some advice for our own spring planting.
First, when young professionals around the United States think about great places to work and to live, places like New York and San Francisco, Portland and Seattle are seen as hot commodities. Wisconsin, not always at the top of the list.
That can be bad news for the state's economy, since those young professionals can bring money into the state along with skills that companies need, and some of them could be a big part of business startups, too.
This week is Young Professionals Week in the state, with events that highlight what Wisconsin has to offer and to build connections and expand opportunities.
Angela Damiani is with us now. She's CEO of Newwalkie, a lead organizer of the event. Angela, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, you guys.
And Laura Schulte is also with us. She's a reporter at the Wausau Daily Herald, where she's been covering Young Professionals Week. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Angela, what's the goal of Young Professionals Week?
Well, there's a couple of goals. When we started this in 2012 in Milwaukee, the primary goal was to help local employers connect to this very covetous millennial audience, right? The ones that aren't paying attention to normal means of communication or advertising and aren't applying for jobs or staying at their jobs for as long as their predecessors. And we ran this program with tons of success for a couple of years. It was really sort of this golden key to the city of Milwaukee. Where to work, where to live, where to play. It's a sort of a conference in that it has multiple different tracks on lots of different topics, everything that might be interesting to a young professional. But it happens all throughout the city. So for people who are new to the city or interested in exploring the city, it's a way for them to sort of get a behind-the-scenes tour, as well as access to local public officials and CEOs and things of that sort. And then in 2015, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation approached us about leveraging the platform we had built in Milwaukee to really explore what it means to be young in the state of Wisconsin, knowing that, A, there's employers across the state who have similar challenges getting a hold of this audience, and B, there are young people who probably know why they've chosen the small towns and cities that they have to start set up their lives. And so the sort of secondary exploration here is really around what it means to be young in Wisconsin, and it's about the young people in this state who've already chosen to live here, finding a way to export to their peers, both locally and nationally, what it means and why it's really special, what they love about it, as well as to give them a platform to change the things that they don't like about it, to enter into some of those harder conversations about things that need to be improved, and to give them a seat at the table around some of those civic discourses that usually young people opt out of for whatever reason or just simply not included in.
And this has gone statewide now. And Laura, let's bring you in. What sort of things are we seeing going on in the Wausau area this week and in general with talking about making this an attractive place for young professionals?
So we've got a big variety of different events. This morning, we kind of kicked off our week with a sunrise cycling class at one of our local gyms. And this afternoon, we're going to have a speaker crawl, which brings in local speakers to talk about a variety of different topics, everything from media literacy to how to use love to unite the community. And throughout the week, we have a lot more events. We have a LinkedIn workshop where we're going to have professional headshots available for people. We're going to have a jam session to bring young musicians together. And, of course, at the end of the week, we're going to have a brewing workshop with one of our local breweries.
Talking to Angela
Damiani. A lot of different events.
A lot of different stuff. Talking to Laura Schulte there with the Wausau Daily Herald and Angela Damiani from Newwaukee. Talking about this week's Young Professionals Week. A lot of events going around the state. And Angela, are there common themes that you hear in the Milwaukee area and as you've expanded this around the state, common roadblocks, obstacles to bringing young professionals into communities big and small?
I mean, I think that there are. there. But what's really nice about this platform is it gives a chance for people to find what they love and change what they don't, and for the young people to have their ideas heard and made actionable. I mean, it really does put a spotlight on the onus of the young people. And the week itself is different in every place. You just heard from what's happening in Wausau. I mean, I know up in Shequanamcom Bay, they're having a smelting event. In Eau Claire, they're doing something around cubbing. I mean, it really has been sort of like adopted and adapted to be reflective of each individual community. But what's cool about it is it's all being united by a single theme. Called Think, Make, Happen. And the idea is that if you think big, you can really make just about anything you possibly dream happen. And that has been really, really exciting to see how that's sort of the response of each individual, like organizing, young person group has been really creative and dynamic and reflective of what's sort of curious or interesting about each place.
And Angela, you've been doing this, as you mentioned, in Milwaukee for a few years before it went statewide. Have you seen changes coming out of Young Professionals Week already just in the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, there's been this really interesting willingness to work together beyond the week itself. So one of the great byproducts of collaborating on such an intense production is that obviously there's a peer network now that's willing to do all sorts of new things. So we are seeing a new collaboration in partnership with the Bright Star Foundation come out this spring and summer called HASH, which is centered in central Wisconsin, Wausau, Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids, and Stevens Point are each hosting pitch events for people who are interested in taking that sort of napkin idea and turning it into an actual startup. The young people are leading this because they're concerned about the sort of lack of new startups that are coming out of central Wisconsin and would like to do something about it, would like to raise awareness to that issue and then give a platform and a voice to their peers. So that unto itself is really exciting that after April 29th, when everyone sort of goes home, there's more ways for these groups to work together and to continue to make this a better place for everyone to enjoy.
And Laura, staying in central Wisconsin, in your recent piece on Young Professionals Week, you talked to some of the young professionals who are involved here. Do they have this feeling that they're part of a community, or are they just seeing themselves as an isolated bunch of people in similar positions?
Well, I can actually talk to you. So I've been one of the coordinators here. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the co-chairs here in Wausau for YP Week. And talking from personal experience, YP Week has connected me so much more to this community. I moved up here just about a year ago with no connections here in the community, and YP Week has not only given me a connection, a group of friends, but it's made me feel much more connected to the community. It's opened up a lot of doors, and it's shown me just how passionate this community is and how willing to include young professionals everybody is in this community.
And Laura, as somebody working in Wausau, if you're talking to somebody maybe out on the coast who says, Wausau, Wisconsin, geez, I don't know. I don't know if that's the place I want to work. What do you say to them?
I would say don't count it out before you visit. Come visit. Get to know the people who live and work here. It's a great place. There's a lot going on here, and the city is really putting a lot of effort into making this a more attractive place. Just look at some of the things that are happening, the riverfront development. It's a wonderful place to live. There are a lot of opportunities, a lot of resources. I would say definitely don't discount it before visiting.
And Angela, do you see, as we wrap up, some momentum going on here? Laura just mentioned, the city getting involved. You mentioned earlier WEDIC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Are leaders, whether in government or outside, taking this issue of attracting young professionals more seriously?
I think across the board there. I mean, particularly in the private sector, when we first started this, it was just sort of a passion project for us. And we were hoping that people would come out and want to get involved. And now we have, the largest employers in the state participating because they realize that if they don't participate, we need all boats to rise in order to, kind of shift the tides of our talent migration needs here for our future workforce. And that for me is like the most satisfying part of this, to know that it's not just a bunch of young kids getting excited about their hometowns, but to know that we have all the right people at the table to really make a dynamic shift.
We'll leave it there for now. Angela, thanks for joining us today.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
And Laura, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Angela Damiani, CEO of Nuwaukee, and Laura Schulte, reporter at the Wausau Daily Herald. They were talking to us about Young Professionals Week in Wisconsin. There's event info at ypweek.com.